The Hillsborough County Commission today acknowledged that they can do nothing legally to remove a huge Confederate flag that was hung yesterday at the junction of Interstate 75 and I-4 and is scheduled to be unveiled publicly again next year. However, Commissioner Jim Norman suggested that organizers think of hoisting a large American flag at the spot instead, and that the Sons of Confederate Veterans work with members of the NAACP on such a compromise. In 2005, a county land use hearing officer approved a request by Sons of Confederate Veterans member Marion Lambert for a lighted park with monuments and a flagpole to commemorate American veterans. The issue was brought up today by Commissioner Rose Ferlita, who acknowledged that it was legal for the group to hoist such a flag, but said it would only fragment the community.
That I understand permits were in place, and one of the gentlemen said they did cross their T's and dot their I's, and in fact they did. And I was hoping that maybe we could look at this from a practical manner and from a legal manner in terms of the structure and the height. I understand when they applied for this request in 2005, in terms of an installation of a monument and flagpole to commemorate American veterans. I find it funny that it says American veterans, not Confederate veterans.
At the public hearing portion of the board's meeting, six people commented on the flag issue, with five supporting it. Michelle Williams was vehemently against it, however, calling the flag a monstrosity. As she spoke, she displayed pictures of blacks being hung and lynched over the years.
It is not going to happen, and trust me and you, if my name ain't Michelle Williams standing here on this fourth day of June, I'm going to go with a fight. If I lose, I know I'm not fought for the black community. I know I not fought for my community. I know I sat for it to my people. But let me tell you something else. Think it's a joke. Think it's a joke that you didn't do this to my ancestors years ago. Think it's not a joke. That flag will not hang where more than 200 million people drive by there every day. Think it's a joke. It's not going to happen.
And Williams said she was looking for courage from some of her public officials.
Somebody got to start having a backbone on some issues that's going on in the city of Tampa, the county of Hillsborough, and the great state of Florida. I live here. This is my backyard. I consider the state of Florida to be my little sister. And guess what? I got a lot of big brothers and sisters standing before me, and I'm asking you, we need to clean this mess up right now. Somebody has to start standing up for a lot of things. Ferlita, I thank you. Somebody got a damn backbone in this damn government.
Bart Siegel said that those who call the Confederate battle flag a symbol of hate should feel obligated to defend their position, and he called for a public debate on the issue.
Those of us that honor the battle flag will assemble a debate team of 3 to 5 members, and those that oppose the flying of the flag will assemble their own team. We will ask a local university to monitor the debate. The monitor will establish the rules of the debate and provide fact-checking.
A sneak preview of sorts of the 50-foot by 30-foot flag was available Tuesday as organizers marked the 200th anniversary of the birth of Jefferson Davis, the only president of the Confederate States of America. Attorney David McAllister described his pleasure in getting to see this vision.
The site is still under construction, so no ceremony was held, but I can tell you that the sight of a flag the size of 2 semi-truck trailers slowly billowing in the wind as it was lowered into the waiting arms of 24 respectful citizens was a tangible act of patriotism that must touch the heart of every lover of liberty and freedom in this land.
For years, Hillsborough County commissioners had routinely presented proclamations to the Sons of Confederate Veterans. But last year, the board changed its policy after they were embarrassed when they honored Confederate General Robert E. Lee on the same morning they honored a civil rights leader. The board then voted 4-3 against designating last April's Southern Heritage Month. Confederate member Marion Lambert has made regular visits to the county commission over the past year, criticizing the board for that move.
This is a national debate. This is going further than I ever imagined it would go. We followed due process. We did our dotted our I's, crossed our T's. We have attorneys. The ACLU is even involved in this thing. All we want is to be honored as who we are.
County Commissioner Jim Norman said that he hoped that instead of the giant Confederate flag, organizers could come together with perhaps members of the NAACP and propose instead putting up the American flag.
This is America, freedom of speech, they can do it. But let's maybe say, you know, let's fly an American flag there. That would be a beautiful entrance of our community.
American flag.
And that's the spirit I'd like to see this board try to facilitate, not a debate, not a heightened of conflict.
Commissioner Kevin White told Confederate members in the audience that they might be correct that there's an ignorance and lack of history amongst members of the public as to their criticism of the flag. But he said that perception is reality, and they needed to deal with that.
So therefore, why put something that symbolizes to most as hatred, bigotry, racism, and slavery in someone's face when we know that that is not what we want to portray in this community? And then we're going to portray it just because, well, we couldn't get a proclamation. That's the wrong thing to do.